This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors with the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with soon-to-be-inducted Iowa State Athletics Hall of Famer Rich Binnick. Mike Green, Director of Letter Winners Engagement, visited with Rich, who won an individual wrestling national championship at Iowa State and was part of two national championship teams. The SciCast is provided to you by the Iowa State Letter Winners Club, bridging the gap between legend and legacy by engaging in our past to invest in our future. We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Rich Binnick.
Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our latest SciCast, and we have an outstanding guest today in Rich Binnick. Rich was a two-time All-American Iowa State wrestler, national champion wrestler, and was a member of two national champion teams for Iowa State in 1972 and 1973. And Rich is also a latest inductee of the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame. Welcome to our show, Rich.
Thank you.
First question, what was your reaction when Jamie Pollard told you that you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I was surprised. I didn't even realize they had a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, they do, and there's a lot of great wrestlers like yourself in it, and you're now among in all those wonderful wrestlers that Iowa State's had in just the great tradition of Iowa State wrestling. And I guess I want to start back at the beginning, growing up in Waterloo, Iowa. And I mean, you could almost say that was the cradle of Iowa wrestling for a while. It was producing outstanding wrestlers left and right, and you had Dan Gable, yourself, and the Buzzard Brothers, I believe, and Dale Anderson. How did you get interested in wrestling as a kid?
Well, actually, it was kind of a fluke because I wanted to play basketball. My dad was a basketball player, and my brother played basketball, so I wanted to play basketball. And so our junior high coach, his name was Keith Van Doren, he said, "You can't go out. I'm not going to let you go out for basketball." So okay. I was in shock, because... Because wrestling was a lot harder than basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so grueling, And I think I hated Keith Van Doren for a while. I was a friend of Bob Siddons' son, Scott Siddons. So, I hung out with Scott Siddons. I got to know Bob Siddons. The first couple of years, though, we used to go up to the high school there wasn't much to do in the wintertime. So you go up to the high school every time they had a sports event and hang out up there, and, wrestling was one of the sports that they had up there. So every time they had a high school event, we'd go to the event. And actually I went to the same grade school as Dan Gable did. So I knew who Dan Gable was. And I met him when I was in sixth grade. And then I started watching him wrestle in high school, And so I think I owe everything to Dan Gable, because he would call me up and I would go over and work out with him.
Well, and how influential was Dan Gable of helping you go to Iowa State to actually wrestle with Dr. Harold Nichols?
What would happen in the wintertime when they had winter break during Christmas break, Gable would come back and work out with the team, with the West High team. And so I always wanted to work out with him. So I worked out with him as much as I could, and he always seemed to be there. He always seemed to be around whenever he'd call me up and we'd go work out. And so I worked out with him all the time, So I basically knew all Dan Gable's moves because he taught me all his moves. I just learned them by doing them way he did them. So
what was your first impression when you met, Dr. Harold Nichols when he was recruiting you?
He was kind of an oddball. All these wrestlers were always making fun of him. So I kind of liked him because he was like my dad. He reminded me of my dad. He was kind of quiet and didn't say much. So that's why I liked Harold Nichols. And I also knew Les Anderson pretty well. It was kind of a shock when Les left and went to Washington. I actually saw Les and went to a meet in Washington because I was on the West Coast. And I had to have a knee operation. So I went to Oregon State for a couple quarters and had my knee operated on. And the Oregon State team took me in and we went up to a meet in Washington. And I saw Les out there when he was coaching Washington. Then they closed their program. It was quite a shock.
Les Anderson was your assistant for all your years, right, Rich? And then he left right when you got done, correct?
Yeah.
So, Rich, when you arrived at Iowa State, they were already off of back-to-back national champion teams. What was that like when you just entered a program that was pretty much at the peak of its dynasty?
Well, I kind of lucked into being able to wrestle when I was a freshman because Chuck Jean was the defending national champion, and he had to leave the team. So I got to move into the position because there was a vacancy. But I always liked to work out with Ben, and I worked out with Gable almost two or three times a week, and I worked out with Ben Peterson the other times, and those are basically my sparring partners. And the 1 year, 72, the 72 season, I worked out with John Peterson, Ben Peterson, and Dan Gable. So,
and you can't get much better than that.
Oh my goodness, man. I mean, those were my three workout partners.
Yeah.
So that's you incredible. Can see why, I ended up being a national champion because, It was like practice was like, it's like the meets were easy compared to practice.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State athletics on the field.
I bet. And just the other incredible wrestlers in the room with you at the time and Carl Adams. I mean, what was that like going to Beyer Hall practice every day? And there's literally like seven national champions or maybe even more that you can wrestle with every single day.
Well, you had to take the position. You're going to be the next one. Yep. It was just assumed, you were the handpicked person to do it. You expected it. You didn't, you weren't wishing for it or anything like that. You were expected to do it. So I consider myself like almost a failure because I was supposed to be a four-time national champ.
Well, you got one, and that's really important.
Yeah, I lucked out. I had a good year, and that worked out pretty well.
Your first years, Rich, when you got there, you were competing at the Armory, and then Hilton Coliseum got built for your final, I believe it was your final two or three years. What was the difference between wrestling in the Armory and Hilton Coliseum?
Well, for me, it was a disappointment. Because I love the Armory because it had so much history. I've gone to a lot of meets there, and I love the noise and how close everything was, and how they turned off all the lights, so that it just had the atmosphere of wrestling. So wherever I wrestled in the Armory, I had all that history and. Hilton Coliseum didn't have any history. We were beginning the new history. So
yeah.
It was kind of rough, and it was so it was so quiet in Hilton Coliseum that, if you felt like you were in the parking lot or something.
Regardless of your profession, the color of your collar, or your standard of style, step confidently into the spotlight with Authentic Brand Gear. It's the premium label our team wears, and you too can enhance your company's image with Authentic Brand. Insist on it from your trusted supplier.
Yeah, I can't imagine the change of venues because it's, because Hilton was so massive and spread out compared to the Armory. One of your teammates at Iowa State, Rich, was Chris Taylor, and who, one of the greatest wrestlers in Iowa State history, heavyweight, two-time national champ, and, won a bronze medal in the 72 Olympics. We've all heard a million stories of Chris. What was he like as a teammate?
Well, Chris was like the big teddy bear,
Yeah.
And my only beef with Chris is my first year, they decided that, what happened is Keith Abens broke his foot at one of the last meets of the year, and he couldn't wrestle 67 in the nationals. So Harold asked me to go down to 67.
Okay.
And it was torture, I'm telling you.
I can't imagine.
Because when I went to Iowa State, that fall, I weighed 215 pounds. So,
wow.
So I like an idiot, I told him, oh yeah, I'll go down. And so
that's a big drop.
So what happened was that there was Dave Bach, Norm Wilkerson, and me, and we were all cutting this tremendous amount of weight. And so they stuck us all in the same car because nobody could stand us because we were so angry at everything. we hated everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And I hated Chris Taylor more than anybody because he didn't have to cut any weight at all.
Yeah.
So I felt sorry for Chris because everybody took it out on him because he never had to eat anything. He never had to worry about cutting weight.
Oh, that's a funny story. In Rich, in 1972, you finished third at the national championship, and that was a team that had 7 All-Americans and won the national title. I think you guys won by over 30 points. What were your memories of actually, it was your first national champion team. What was that like for you to win the national title as a team? What was that like?
I was glad for the other guys, you know. I was disappointed in what I did, though, but you know, it was... I ended up wrestling the guy for third place who had beat me in the quarterfinals. So.
Okay. So you got revenge.
I got revenge. So that was a little bit rewarding. That was the only thing rewarding about it. But yeah, it was just being around Ben and all the other guys. It was something else. I mean, you know, you just learned how to be a winner. You expected it. What's amazing about our practices is that we didn't have any kind of an organized practice. We went to the wrestling room and you picked out somebody and you worked out the whole time and you did everything on your own. There was no organized practice. It's one of those amazing things that I think back on. I think, how did we ever do that? Man, everybody took responsibility for themselves and worked on what they needed to work on, you know?
Well, it obviously worked.
It did. It really did. And I don't know how these teams do it anymore because that's how we did it back then. And I was thinking the other day, you know, that nobody ever discussed wrestling. We never discussed moves or anything. Never. And I was thinking, why would we not do that? And the reason is that you didn't want to give anybody an edge over because the wrestling room was so competitive that you didn't want to let somebody in on with some of your secrets. You know, so, you know, you might get beat off the team or something.
On Football Saturdays, our John Deere Run of the Game is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Nothing runs like a deer, especially when supported by the team at Van Wall Equipment, the Cyclones John Deere dealer of choice.
Well, that's the thing. You were on a team that where the guy behind you could win a national title too. And that's what made it so unique at that time to be a part of the Iowa State wrestling program. And then in 1973, you won the national title and you beat Gene Barber. I believe he's from New Jersey. I can't remember the name of the school, but you beat him 8-3 in the finals. And again, Iowa State was the national champion team. That had to have been one of the greatest moments of your life, right, Rich?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yep.
Because I believe it was you and Chris won national titles that year. Chris Taylor were national champs, but you also had a good enough, you know, with a number of All-Americans.
That was really a close meet too.
Yeah. And you know, let's be honest, Rich, there's not many people that can say that they were a individual national champ on a team that won the national championship. And that's pretty cool.
To me, it's like a dream. Like I dreamed it. I wake up every morning, wonder if I actually dreamed that or not.
Yeah. During your time, Rich, Oklahoma State was so good. And what was interesting is that they actually won the Big Eight in 72 and 73, but you guys got them in the national championship. What were those duels like against Oklahoma State?
Well, actually, we went down there. We actually beat them at Oklahoma State that year, our first year. And so that never happened. And Myron Roderick was the coach back then, so... You never beat Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State, and we beat them. My first Oklahoma State meet was we beat them, and that was quite a thrill. But then they beat us when they came back to Ames.
Yeah, and they've obviously continued their tradition just like Iowa State has. And Rich, when you got done at Iowa State, did you compete internationally, or did you ever And if you didn't, did you ever, you know, want to continue to wrestle internationally?
Yeah, I did, but I kept getting all these injuries that I couldn't get over. I had a really bad knee. That's the other thing you never talked about. You never talked about having injuries. You never wanted anybody to know that you had a bad injury. So yeah. The year I won it, I actually sat out twice. I had to have a knee surgery right before, I think I had it in, I think it was October. And I had to get over that. They had took out the cartilage out of my knee. And then I got over that. And then I found out not too long ago that I had a broken rib. And I said, I know exactly when I broke that rib. And it was during that year. So I broke my rib. So I sat out I never went to the doctor or anything. I just sat. I said, I can't work out. And so I put myself on the sideline for about, I think it was about 3 weeks. And it actually helped because I felt fresher when I went to the Nationals. So.
Okay. Life was different back then, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Well, once again, we're pleased to have Rich Binnick with us. And, you know, two-time All-American national champion wrestler, now a Hall of Famer at Iowa State. And well, I'm talking to you right now, and you're in sunny Hawaii. And, you know, how did you get out there, Rich?
Well, actually, it was because I got a job in an Eskimo village in Alaska. And I came down here for summer vacation. I was a school teacher. And I came down here during summer vacation, and I was going to... Back then when they had the pipeline, they were building the new pipeline, the oil pipeline. So they had this special that you could come to Hawaii for $15 more on your ticket to Washington. So I had a round trip ticket to Seattle, Washington, and it was open-ended, so you could spend the whole summer over here. So I came over here and I spent the whole summer. When I went back, I said, what in the world am I living up in this place for, man, when I live in Hawaii?
Yeah, I think you made a good choice.
I quit and left and came back.
Yeah, good for you.
And I haven't left since.
Well, Rich, once again, it's been great to catch up with you. And we're so happy that you are now an Iowa State Hall of Famer. And we obviously hope to see you this next fall. And once again, thanks for joining us on the SciCast, Rich. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn how to farm better, work smarter, and play harder when you run with Van Wall and John Deere. Thanks for listening.